This is KCUR 89.3. In 2014, a white supremacist in suburban Kansas City murdered three people. Family members of the victims sued Walmart, which sold one of the guns used in the attack. As KCUR's Chris Haxel reports for Guns in America, these lawsuits are part of an emerging front in the battle over gun control.
Welcome to Tactical Advantage. How can I help you today?
That's Greg Langner, the general manager at a gun store in Overland Park, Kansas. He's the guy you talk to if you're here to buy a shotgun.
Why do you want the shotgun? What is the intended purpose for it? Hunting, home defense? What kind of hunting are you into?
You tell him you're not a hunter, so maybe just home defense. Langner reaches into a display case and pulls out a pump-action shotgun with a short barrel.
All right, so this is a Mossberg Shockwave shotgun. It is legal, even though it looks like it is sawed off. It's a perfectly legal firearm.
A few minutes later, you're the proud owner of a new gun. Easy for you, but gun sellers walk a tightrope. Yeah, they're looking to make a sale, but they're also the first line of defense against improper gun purchases. For instance, it's illegal to buy a gun on behalf of someone else, what's known as a straw purchase.
It is essentially the same thing as an underage kid sitting outside of a liquor store and paying somebody extra to go inside and buy beer for them. Usually, though, it's not some random kid on the side of the building. Usually, it's a family member that has a domestic violence history or a felony paying another family member or friend to go buy a firearm for them.
In 2014, almost that exact scenario happened at a Walmart near Springfield, Missouri. A white supremacist, who is also a convicted felon and not allowed to have guns, walked into the store with a friend. The friend bought a shotgun and gave it to the felon, who, 4 days later, shot and killed three people in Overland Park. The victim's family sued Walmart. They said the salesman knew, or at least should have known, who the gun was really for. For Langner, that's a nightmare scenario.
We want to sleep at night. We don't want anybody getting hurt. We want people to responsibly enjoy their Second Amendment rights.
Timothy Litton is a law professor at Georgia State University who studies lawsuits against the gun industry. He says suing the industry has always been hard, but became almost impossible after 2005, when Congress passed a law banning most gun lawsuits.
The industry got immunity not because they were losing these lawsuits. They got immunity because they didn't want to have to pay to defend them anymore.
Litton says victims of gun violence did eventually find success through one narrow path of litigation, a theory called negligent entrustment. If a gun store sells a weapon to someone they know is likely to use it illegally,
then the gun store may be liable for having sold that weapon.
These lawsuits have been popping up across the country. In Wisconsin, a jury awarded $6 million to the plaintiffs. The gun store eventually negotiated down to $1 million, but the message was clear. Juries will punish retailers that aren't careful about who they sell guns to. In the lawsuit stemming from the Overland Park shooting, Walmart argued its salesman had no way of knowing the shotgun would end up in a felon's hands. But attorneys for the victim's family said the men filled out the background check form together, which should have been a tip-off that the two men were in cahoots. Walmart, which declined to comment for this story, eventually agreed to confidential settlements in both lawsuits.
Holding gun companies accountable in court is one of the most effective ways to reduce gun violence.
Jonathan Lowy heads a legal action project at the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence and assisted with one of the lawsuits against Walmart. He's been suing the gun industry on behalf of shooting victims for more than 20 years and says these lawsuits have a cumulative effect. Even if they're settled, they make it easier to file future lawsuits. And juries may be more open now to punishing gun sellers.
This is an issue that cuts across all political divides, and it cuts across the divide of people's views on gun issues. Most people agree that a gun dealer can and should sell guns responsibly.
Walmart is the biggest retailer in the country, so any changes the company makes could ripple throughout the industry. For Guns in America, I'm Chris Haxel.
This story was reported as part of Guns in America, a new public media reporting project on the role of guns in American life. You'll find more online at gunsinamerica.org.